Well, really, it was a demonstration in 30 cities in Spain last Saturday, but it was true that in Madrid and Barcelona, that demonstration were the most crowded, with thousands of people in the streets against the security law, which is really fun, the word security. But, well, politicians have a very funny way to name their laws also now in Spain. The law was only approved, but one political party in the power, the Popular Party, but it has the majority at the parliament, so they can do whatever they want. So not only the citizens from Spain are against this law, but also all the other political parties in Spain, even if they are from the right wing or the left wing, it doesn't matter. Only the Popular Party has approved this law, which is really amazing in a democracy like Spain, in a European democracy. We cannot understand this. So the most of the people in Spain is against this law, of course.
If we take a look at the aspects of this new security law, it seems to be that the protest and the demonstrations in Spain are really dangerous for the people in power. Why is the government reacting with this law?
Well, it's strange because, as I said, the law is called, as you said, also a security law. And according International Amnesty in Spain, only the 1% of the demonstrations in Spain are really dangerous in some way, because there are some kind of discharge of problem in that demonstration. Only 1%, according International Amnesty, which is not a guy who are passing by the street, you know. So, well, what happened in this? Spain is a country which had been destroyed by the Popular Party only in 3 years. It's a very little period of time to destroy a country, you know. So at the first time, people which also were working at and have their homes, their houses, didn't protest against the things that the government were doing, because they live more or less in good way, in a well way. They have a well-being state. But then when they started to lose their jobs and their houses, they started to protest, and protest very, very, very strong in the street, in the alternative media, in the trade unions. They started to organize themselves in so many associations. They started to protest, and the final point of that, as you know, is the creation of a new political party, which is called Podemos. And they are conforming all these angry people, because the people is not sad, the people is not... is angry. They have this sensation. So the government is really afraid, because they think they are going to lose the next elections, which are taking place the next year in 2015. So they have to shut up all these people, because we have an electoral year. And this is very, very important for the government. They are not interested in the image that Spain is offering to the international community, to the European community, because it's our electoral year. It has started only a few weeks ago, this electoral year. Mm-hmm. So they need to shut up the people for these reasons.
So it's something to ban a protest on the street and to get the opposition in a way calm, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's amazing, because if you have had the chance to take a look in the law, for example, imagine there's also crazy things like, imagine you are in a demonstration and you decided to sit down in the street peacefully, like a form of protest. They so much people do that in the world, you know, to sit down in the street like a form of protest. Well, this, for doing this, you can be described left resistant to the force law, and you can be punished by for this with a fine, and the fine can go by the 600 euros to 30,000 euros only for sit down in the street. Okay. So if someone in democracy can explain that to me, I really appreciate it because I don't understand.
As we got to know from the last years, there is a huge solidarity with people who are losing their houses by this financial crisis and their, at the end, poverty and unemployment. One point in the new law is to illegalize those protests against vacations of flats and houses. Why is the government doing this?
To put this in a context, I am not sure how this works in Germany, but in Spain, if you cannot pay your mortgage, your house, your bank takes your house, but you have to continue to pay in your debt. Mm. So the people have asked for the last years, even in the European Union, for, okay, you are taking my house. It's okay, I cannot pay it, but please, I cannot pay 100,000 euros because I am living in the street. You know, you can take my house, but if you take it, I lost my debt. But this is not the case in Spain. They take your home and you have to continue paying. So what the people do? The people started to do the demonstrations in front of the houses or in front of the banks, which are taking houses for the people. So, for example, you are in an association which try to prevent this, and you take a message in your mobile phone saying, okay, tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning, the policeman is going to get the house of this family in that street and in this number. And people come to there and do the demonstration and try to impede the policeman enter in the house. And the most amazing thing is that the people get it that the police doesn't come into the houses. They are success in this. So for this reason, because they were success in the past, the government has introduced this article in the law which says that you cannot have a demonstration in front of this kind of houses or in front of the banks which are taking the houses from the people.
Another aspect of this law is that it's against refugees coming from mostly the African countries to this enclaves, which are as Ceuta or other parts of Spain in North Africa. How would you describe the acceptance of this anti-asylum idea in the Spanish society?
Well, this is a more complicated issue, I think, than the security law, because according to our present law in Spain, if an immigrant touches the Spanish floor anyway, they have to be accepted, or at least, well, not accepted like a Spanish citizen or something like that, but it has to have some kind of fair treatment or threat until it is decided his or her expulsion from the country or not. It has to pass some time, and this time is maybe 2, 3, or 6 months. This is the present law, okay? But they want to change this article of the immigrants' law and say that it doesn't care if the immigrant touched the floor of Spain or the country file of Spain or whatever or not. It doesn't care if they pass the border. At that moment, he or she can be expelled from the country in this minute. It hasn't to pass this month and have a fair treatment. It's not necessary. And it's amazing because this is not new in Spain. I mean, the law is this, but the governmental forces and the police forces weren't accomplices. They were illegal things. if an immigrant put a foot in Spain, they were in the past also expelled from the country. But the last months, some NGOs have recorded in images and in sound this treatment, and they have put this in the media, and they have denounced this situation to the European Union. So this is because Spain is going to change the law, but really they did that in the past, illegally, okay, but they did. And now they have been discovered by the NGOs and some human rights associations. They want to change the law, of course. And how people is accepting this in Spain? There are not so many news in the media about this change in this law. So the people have not an opinion yet about this. If you are not in the media, it's the same that if you are not doesn't exist. So this is an issue that International Amnesty and another association are taking care of, but they are not in the media. So the people have not opinion about that. They are not doing so much demonstration against this part of the law or whatever. They are more focused in the employment issues and in the houses issues than in the immigrants issues.
It's really sensitive to have those cuttings in the democracy. Taking a look at the young history of Spain, leaving the dictatorship of Franco just 40 years ago. How is this aspect discussed in cutting democracy and rights of democratic societies?
Well, you have to take into account that the cuts were, first of all, economical, okay? And then we have the democracy cuts because the people, as I told before, is really angry. Well, the people have the sensation that they have come to the Franco's dictatorship. They really have this sensation. There were so much young people which have not lived the Franco dictatorship, but their father and mother told to them how was this period of the time, and it's the same, but this is more dangerous because in different contexts, if you complain about this, about the situation in Spain, for example, about the cuts in democracy, they say, well, but you at least have some kind of democracy. You at least can vote your political party every 4 years. And for so much people, this is enough, not only in Spain, but in the world. So when we talk about democracy, what are we talking about? We are talking about voting each 4 years, or are we talking about more than that? Because in our experience, we have in this more than 30 years of democracy, we have had two periods with one political party, only one political party leading the country because they have the majority. And this is the same for me, in my own opinion, this is the same that a dictatorship, because they are not another kinds of political parties which really the power to confront these laws. All the laws approved in the last years by the Popular Party in Spain were against all the other political party. So which is the point to have only one person or one group in power? So we have come back to the dictatorship, and also in the economical issues. We have a very famous NGO in Spain. I don't know if it exists in another country. This is called Caritas. And Caritas is the NGO which is feeding the Spanish people. Feeding Spanish people, developed people, European people. These people have to go every week to get food to this NGO, families with children, and they say that they are giving the same quantity of food that in the years of the dictatorship. is incredible.
One last question. The law is near to the legal force. One gremium is left. It's the Senate, which has to accept it. What do you think? What do you expect? Is there any chance to deny it?
No, I don't think so, because so much people think in Spain, I am one of them, but so much, that the Senate in Spain is completely unuseful. Because the parliament approves something. This law comes to the Senate. Okay, that's great. But they have to come back again to the parliament so they can modify whatever they want if they don't want what Senate proposed. So what's the point to go to the Senate? And even, which is the composition of this chamber? The composition is from politicians which have not been successful in the high political structure, and they come to the Senate. They are not really a successful politician, so it's the composition of the Senate is not great. The task of the Senate and the goals of the Senate are not really good, and they are really unuseful. It was created in the first years of the democracy with one purpose, which is to recognize the regions, the balance of the different regions, the Catalonia region, the Basque Country region, to do some balance in the political decision, but they don't even function in like that anymore. So this law is going to pass and is going to enter into force for sure.